Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, are you new to the world of OnlyFans and you're trying to kind of figure out like who the goats are in a given genre? Sure, there's people who do just straightforward kind of nudity. There are other people who do pornography. There are other people who maybe do different kind of kink videos. Well, with our website, ofgoats.net, you can find out who the number one earner is in a given category, and you can get as specific as people who do things with their feet while blowing up balloons. You can add modifiers for if there's leather, other things like that. It's all at your fingertips. So please visit our website, ofgoats.net, to find out who the goats are in any given genre of OnlyFans. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Sophia Alexandra.
Wow, this is going to be really awkward because... Hello. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought that OnlyFans shouldn't be just like people oriented, but should be goat oriented?
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to my website, ofgoats.com. This is where you come to see the content you need, starring our favorite bearded friend, the goat.
No.
I am Miles Gray.
No. Fucking goat content. Hi, and welcome to this show. It's called 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. Today, we're finally finishing up the OG 90 Day. We know it's been like 75 years.
Yeah.
But... you just have to trust the process. And honestly,
apologies are in order.
Yes.
It's been 2 months or so since our prior last upload. Life is lifing. We had a few things go on, you know, parenting, jobs, life, travel.
It all mental health, together.
Mental health, emotional health. We're back, though. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope pod dope. To step two.
Step
that
two.
Was on us.
Step two.
That was on us. So we fully apologize for that. But we are here and we know we've got about 6 weeks worth of the new show, Happily Ever After, to catch up on. And we will do it. We're going to chip away at it one day at a time. I know this isn't the most on time podcast about the show you could listen to, but we will love the fuck out of y'all for those that listen and keep coming back. But yeah,
thank you for rocking with us. It's been crazy.
It's been hard. One day, truths will reveal themselves. But for now, let's just say everything's working fantastically, and we're back, and we're recording, and this is what's meant to be. But don't worry, the show was never at any risk, at any danger. So I don't want people to think like the show was on the brink of ending. We just had
no. And Miles and I are cool. We have never had a fight or anything.
Could you imagine? They're like, that sucked, man. They fought over what the fuck? Honestly,
they disagreed on Jasmine's outfit and it was just over. It was fucking over.
The show would be closer to being like broken up over your feelings than like something. this fool kept wearing it out with me. And I had to, my secondhand cringe over my body. I started drinking too much and one thing led to it. It was bad. It was bad. And I blame it's not all the feelings' fault, but it had a lot to do with it. So anyway, here we are. Let's get back into it. Season 10, episode 18, Happily Evers Afters. I'm sorry. This is at the end of the season. This shit is so slow. It's all fake drama. We start off with Ashley and Manuel. Will it rain or not?
It's like rain on your wedding day.
And should I do a tarot reading? Tarot, Henry David?
Yeah, Henry David Thoreau.
What's the Thoreau say? I don't know. It's cloudy and she was crying.
It literally is a non, this is a non segment.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of you looking outside and being like, oh, it's going to rain. And then going outside and being like, hey, it's raining.
All right. There it is.
I just summed it up.
And that
also, isn't it supposed to be good luck when it rains on your wedding day?
Who cares?
I think people say that so that you don't feel bad about it. But like, take that. Be like, we're super lucky.
Also, let's be real. You decided to get married on the beach in Florida during hurricane season.
Yeah. You're,
no, I'm sorry.
It's like, so funny when she was like, I did not. It was so funny when she's like, I did not know it was hurricane season. I was like,
yeah, you're not cool. Bringing back a fucking item to Target where you don't have the receipt. And you're trying to be like, I did not know. So, you know what? I didn't know that was the policy, but I still need, please give me my money.
I need that refund.
I didn't. How? Okay, well, I didn't know that it was hurricane season. Therefore, what? It's not hurricane season anymore because of the fucking injustice done to you out of your own ignorance? I'm sorry.
I mean, a quick Google, girl. Like, anyway.
Watch. I can. You could just go.
When is hurricane season?
Hurricane season
in Florida.
Okay, you say June 1st through November 30th. You could even go. Is it good to have each wedding in Florida what do you want to call it?
July.
Call it July. It says the morning may be good, but things get hot, and there's the chance of rain or hurricane.
Babe, we just did it. We did all that research for you.
We did it for you, babe. And again, I'm sorry. You don't fuck with men all like that, where you could go up to the beach on your wedding day and just be shoo. So all this. I need
sorry.
Sunshine.
No. Sorry about it.
Sorry.
Okay, that part's done. Justin and Nikki.
2 weeks after coming home from Moldova, they got in a bad fight. I don't know. I thought they were breaking up, and she's even more distressed.
He fucking texted her to break up.
Text message breakup. Classic.
I'm so sorry. This bitch filed documents for you to move to her country. She pays for your like face and fake calves or whatever the fuck you got. Yeah. And you can't even give this bitch the courtesy of a phone call breakup.
Yeah.
Stop it. Coward. Right now.
Coward. Well, look.
Anyone who breaks up via textual communication after a certain period of time of dating is a piece of shit. I'm so sorry.
That's textual. That's, you know what that is.
What?
That's a textual healing bonus. Wake up.
I don't hear the bonus, though. Where's the algo?
You didn't hear that?
No.
No, you had to hear that.
I didn't.
Oh, shit. Really?
I still heard nothing.
Now. Wait. How about... Now,
yeah,
there we go. Woo! So, yeah, I don't know. I think like with any relationship, just a good thing to know if they dress up like a Nazi. Maybe just, you know, that's a good sign. Just generally, if you dabble in Nazi-ry.
In this dancery, he's whipping out the fucking Nazi-ry. No.
Yeah. In this dancery, he is. Yes. Don't need no Hitleration.
Don't stop.
Nazi-ry. Yeah.
This is wild, the entire thing. And then also, she's just so like theatrical. Like, she wanted to tell her side of the story. It's like lighting, camera, action.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the little card she said she wanted, like, you know, 2 weeks, she got the text. Now she wanted to tell her side of the story, and it's like,
right.
Ba-bam!
Boom. So, yeah, whatever. Again, this always a mess. And would love to see somebody not in... some of the relationships are just so fucked up. It's just like, it wasn't always the fun of the show was seeing the most toxic fucking couples. It was sometimes just seeing people really having to like reconcile their cultural differences.
That's why we got in this game.
You know, that's why we got in the game, you know, and people lost sight of the game. You know what happened? You know, a lot of new people showed up. You know what I mean? Got the game fucked up. So here we are, the OGs of it, just looking back from our rocking chairs.
Remember when?
Yep, I do.
Honestly, though, like
Cheerium, and she was just trying to. She didn't even know how beautiful she was, and they made. And she didn't know if she could be a model.
Remember the Anfisa, and how we found out she was a virgin. Well, shook our britches for at least 2 hours.
That was wild. I remember that. Remember Myla Vox? Oh shit. Anyway.
Yeah, this show is like honestly, I mean, is it the show that's aging us? Like maybe we're not even growing older like with time. Maybe it's the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I refuse to believe anything.
The truth is out there, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. There it is. But yeah, like I said, I refuse to believe anything is wrong with me. So it's the
show. That's true, though. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? That's always a healthy attitude to have, y'all. Just so you know.
You're never the problem, and that's it. That's just period.
Everybody else is the fucking problem. Why am I alone? Where is everybody? Where did they go? That's right, because they're the problem, and I'm the only one that fucking gets it. Ha-ha, ha-ha. All right.
Oh, why is that tumbleweed rolling through?
Oh, wait, no, that's cat hair from my cat that died 3 weeks ago. Oh, what am I having for dinner? Yep, another microwavable bag of broccoli and cheddar from the frozen section. Whatever.
Look at me putting googly eyes on the microwave, so it feels like I got a friend.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
On to Annalie and Clayton.
And Clayton. Will she?
Hermana loca.
We were left hanging the last episode on a cliff going, where is she going to come? Did she know that? Obviously, she figured out that maybe this is Guinea Man and Closet Mommy was her permanent life. But yeah, she showed up. She showed up.
Yeah, I mean, that was the most boring anticlimactic bullshit in the world. But I did think it was funny when Clayton was lurking when she was on the phone with her dad.
Yeah.
It just looked like he looked like a meme. Like it wasn't.
He is.
It wasn't like a real.
He is a meme. 100%
true.
She was talking about like when her decision to show up for the wedding, like she's about to go skydiving, like on a really janky plane where she's like, well, yeah, ultimately, I am responsible for the inherent risk I am taking by marrying Guinea Boy and Closet Mommy, even if this does result in my physical death. I understand that. Like, that was sort of like
this her. This is what I signed up for.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, okay.
And then she, like, you know, clicks the shackles, like, shut on her feet and just shuffles her way to the altar. For real.
Perp walked.
But can you really quickly say how her mom is young and hot?
Yeah. I can't actually remember her mom.
No. I can't either because this was so long ago, but my note does not lie. And it says, mom is young and hot.
Let's see.
Yeah, Google it.
Where is her? Only Clayton's mom keeps showing up. Whatever. I'll believe you. I'll trust your libido.
Thanks.
And say she is young and beautiful. And she doesn't even have to be young. But hey, we always
I
like
just think I was shocked because her dad is like got like really old
vibes. But also we're old as shit. You know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
Like someone who would have like a person in their 20s could be, you know what I mean? Like younger than like it's we're old. So
no, I know. But like,
that's what I don't like about the show is seeing shit like that. I didn't want
to
be reminded.
Yeah, I refuse to accept that.
Oh, God.
It's
for all of us, doesn't it? So, yeah.
Rob.
What else is it? What else is there to
say? They just got married. I mean, whatever.
Closet Mommy say she's like, I'm ready for my new place. I'm ready for a new closet, a new adventure.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, I've been checking out cupboards.
Yeah. Citra and Sam.
No, I have Rob and what's her face first?
Then let's do that.
Okay. Rob and Sophie.
Sophie.
What my favorite thing was, Rob has grown a lot. And then the music was straight disrespectful. I loved the producers for that. Just undercutting it like. Rob has grown a lot.
Oh, my God.
Ow. Just so disrespectful. But whoever that producer is or editor, please like, no, I really hope they listen to the show for no reason whatsoever. But dude, whoever did that.
Yeah, props.
That's 1 million from the
album. We love a petty edit, a petted. You know?
The petted is, it's our favorite.
That's all it is. And because it does so much, because then you're like, oh, see, okay, I'm glad y'all know. Yeah,
it's like, you fucking get it.
Or yeah, a cheeky pan from the cameraman, the camera operator. Just,
yes.
Uh-huh. They're like talking all that shit. And then you just like, yeah, because you don't have my shit together. And then they just show like their room full of pizza boxes. They're like,
Exactly. And the pan be slow as shit because
they want you
to feel it. Mm-hmm. That's the Chicago style deep dish type of insult, you know?
Yeah.
The slow pan. That's a deep Malnati dish insult.
You Malnati by nature. Okay. So they're in Santa Barbara, clearly. I think one thing, I have a theory about Santa Barbara. If you're an interracial couple in LA, you have to go to Santa Barbara at some point.
I think everyone goes to Santa Barbara at
some point.
I know,
but I feel like I always see like interracial, like black and white couples in Santa Barbara, like these people, like that. Every time I go, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
So, like, it's like a farmer's market in LA. That's an observation, though.
Oh my God. Anyway, so.
That the mom's trying to get the girl. Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
No. I was just saying, like, the second they pulled up, I'm like, oh, I know that spot in Santa Barbara. Immediately.
You're like, I had to go there because I signed a document.
I had to go there. Yeah, when you register as interracial.
When Her Majesty and I had to register. That was,
you know, the why? Pact it's we funny. Made. It's funny though too. Like a girlfriend that I had gone with there like years before, who was like Jamaican and Italian. She was like, and she grew up in Poland, so she spoke Polish.
That's really amazing.
Yeah, it was a really, really interesting. Youthful time for me, but like went to school up there, and I remember that was the first time like I really went there, and like I was like, oh, you can do shit other than get really fucked up in like Isla Vista, because that's like what I used to do, like coming up.
Oh
from high
my
school.
God, she like basically showed you the world.
Yeah, and I was like, what the? There's place they have sandwiches here too.
That is, I'm like, so no way. Funny.
So yeah, then I always like fantasize. I'm like, one day I will be in a relationship and I could go to Santa Barbara. Like, and be like an adult. And I, like, that was the first thing I did.
Was it sweet as fuck when you did it? With
yeah.
Her Majesty?
Were oh, you like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's as good as the dream.
Oh, yeah. I was like, here I am. I'm holding hands. I'm eating a crab and I'm horny.
I think that's how I felt when I was like on vacation in Hawaii
with
a person for the first time. I was like, I am a brochure right now.
When you take a trip, like that first trip you take, like on some kind of like adult shit in a relationship, is always like, I don't know, that's like peak. That's like the shit where I'm like, oh my. Like I've deluded myself into thinking like I was going to be with someone forever off of one of those trips before. Just because
that's the power of a trip sometimes. Hawaii couple trip will fuck you up. It'll make you like commit to some crazy shit because you're in
marriage.
Hawaii.
That's like low-key marriage emotionally. You'd be like, we went to Hawaii and I met his parents.
Yeah. Like, honestly, going to Hawaii together kind of is higher up on the scale than meeting the parents.
Wow. Wow.
I think.
Yeah. Let us know. You know, I was about to, like, we were streaming. I was going to say in the chat.
I know.
Let us know. Like, what is that? Are y'all feeling
it's
that?
It's just Brian typing answers. He's like, no.
He's like, move on. Cutting all this weird sappy shit about your Santa Barbara hijinks out of here.
No, I love it because there's nothing to talk about that is great in the episode. So, but
isn't that one point?
Rob has grown a lot.
Doesn't he also say like she's like bi? So I don't know what that means for us.
I know.
What? Again?
It's not a problem. You have this
goals on.
Dude, you've been punning so hard. That's like. Plus 10,000 from the algo.
4 weeks. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, I'm backed up.
Hard. You are backed up.
Big punisher.
I really like that Sophie's mom was trying to get, like, the friend to hate on Rob, like, at the wedding, essentially.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't care. It's never done for me. I'll ruin the shit out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, they're married. Tori and Tori showed
up. Who cares?
They're there. They're married. Great. Boom. And then Citra and Sam. The only thing.
Oh,
that really
I think
matters-
I just wrote a note, and I think it's about the vows.
Uh huh.
And I just wrote "taken care of" and "at peace." !
That must be something Sophie said about her relationship with Rob.
Yeah.
I feel like taken care of and at peace.
That and I was like, that is literally the opposite of everything we have seen.
Yeah.
On this program. Thank you.
There technically is a place to shit. So
moving on up.
And how many duvets did I actually have? It turned out 3. And 2 of them, yes, I was using as big old jack off blankets, but the other one is clean.
My honor, 3 of them are stiff and you could break them because of how jizzy they are.
My honor, my client uses a duvet as a jack off blanket because and this is his right. He says he likes to be cozy because he has to jack off butt naked and he doesn't like to be cold. So he wraps it around himself and nuts all over it at the same time. I'm so
sorry. Okay, objection. Yes. It's pronounced duvet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Duvet. Yes, yes. Well, he calls it a guvet now. And that's
no,
all
not
I have.
More puns. That's minus 10,000 from Iago.
I have to go. I'm sorry. This is what happens when there's nothing to say except that Citra and Sam didn't bang. That's the only thing we cared about.
I just have written down chubby, fat, old men to last longer.
What?
And I have no idea what that means. Someone said that.
Wait, you just wrote down.
I wrote that. After that, I wrote laundry sex. So let's go on that journey.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't catch that.
If this doesn't help, the next note is corn star with an emoji, with a corn emoji, and it says, in all caps, merch. Is that helpful? We got chubby, fat, old men to last longer, laundry sex, corn star merch.
Maybe, okay, so they were about having sex in the laundry room of the place. Like they could have, but they didn't.
So hold on. I'm Googling this 90 Day Fiance. Laundry sex.
Laundry actual thing. The suspense is fucking killing me. No. You don't see anything.
Okay, here we go. What? This is from a Reddit post, and the person says, I was already so into this cutie, meaning Citra, but I just saw her say she could be Sam's corn star, and I fell fully in love with her.
My God. You know what?
Thank you, Reddit.
Shout out our memories. Shout out our... Okay, yep, I should have beat that. Yep, that all makes sense now. But what about the old man to last longer thing?
Great. That is next on the list. Old.
Then it's gonna be posted about like I only bang chubby old men that because they last longer.
Chubby, old. No, chubby fat. So I guess this is just a direct quote. Chubby fat, old. I mean, obviously, why would I
to last longer? You think?
Yeah.
Maybe that's something Sam said he has to think about to last longer.
Yes.
There we go.
We did it.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Okay. Fucking hell.
I do think it is weird that to him, the grossest thing that you could be is chubby or fat.
Yeah.
He lists that twice.
Yeah.
I just found that really strange. I'm like, I have much bigger, like if I was turned not to nut, I wouldn't be like, let me picture somebody fat.
Yep.
Because that's immediately a gross thing to me. It's really, it's weirded me out.
It's a very bro-y fucking heteronorm. Yeah. You got to think of like a dude so I don't come. Wait, I didn't last longer when I thought of that guy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What if I love my geometry teacher?
Mr. Nelson, I like your tie. I said too much.
Fuck, why'd you say that, idiot? Okay, so here's a fun fact. I just started recording.
Are you fucking serious?
But there
that's
are individual
20 day fiance.
Hey, look,
that's
little bit rusty, y'all. Little bit rusty, y'all. But guess what? I had the individual track going on Zoom, so we
hell
have
yeah.
It just sorry. Sorry, Brian.
The quality is about to change right at this point of the episode.
At
so
this point. Okay.
I do have to say, though, that makes me feel so much better because
yeah.
when we started this, I couldn't find my SD card for like a little bit. And you and Brian were just like, where did she go?
I know. Yeah.
So it's you okay. know what? We're just a little. We're shaking off the rust, yeah. man. This shaking is a transparency bone,
Thank
honestly.
You. Obviously, we're transparent here. Let's move on to the tell-all and what yes. we can also remember of the tell-all.
I remember it much better.
Yeah, sure. I don't, before. So you can help me here. I know Ashley pulled up. She said she lost 100 pounds since filming. The sage, she pulled out the sage, I think, and started healing everybody.
She said tarot read for the group.
Okay. Sophie has dark hair again.
Yeah, I think it's too dark. I think she could have gone in the middle.
Well, you know.
But it's better than she's like than her constantly bleaching it and like killing it. So
Yeah.
I'm happy
embrace
for that.
Embrace it. Embrace the curls. Don't
so know, Devin is the one that lost weight, right? Or did Ashley and Devin lose weight? Because I didn't pay attention to the Ashley part. I
completely
don't know why.
Forgot that we stopped talking about Nick and Devin. Wasn't that so weird? That's
because really.
Like, they had their that's right, they just had their wedding and then it was
it's
just like
now it was
done.
Like that's it. Bye.
That's true. Nick and Devin are there. Like, Nick is sort of on some like fuck the haters kind of energy. Like when he pulls up, he's like, I don't care like what people have to say. They're like, okay, well, great.
Also just when you see Rob with the ponytail, you know he's gonna be a fucking mess in the tell all. Like his hair signals exactly what kind of person he's gonna act like, and I'm like, this is gonna be messy.
Yeah, you don't want him. You don't want him. Mm-mm. You don't want none of that. I like how Manuel, like when he saw Clayton and Annalie, was like, hey, what's up with closet mommy? Like,
I know.
Just fucking with them.
He's fucking trouble. I just said in fuck Igor. I don't know what that's related to, but it's just
Igor
a permanent
fake
thing.
As hell.
Okay. See, fuck Igor. Exactly.
Yeah. Because acting like nothing was going on. You know what I mean? If that's what he was doing. Like, this is, hey, man. Yeah. Good. She's like, all right, man. I'm in the building. No. And then, the Tarot came, Henry David, and I guess no one can hide. Then there was Judgment card. And then the ultimate thing was people will leave upset.
The card. You didn't need to pull out the Tarot for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, no one can hide, right? Because you're all on
fucking wax.
Because
it's a tell-all and you're on television.
Yeah. Then everything you've done may say can and will be used against you in the tell-all.
In a court of Sean.
Yeah. Those are your Mishonda rights.
We're fucking on one today. That's a permanent Miles Bone.
Okay. Something may have happened because I was in Japan for 4 days and the jet lag doing like an 18-hour switch that quickly. I feel like it was a form of time travel. Something
may have happened. It was, because you were like behind and ahead of time.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, this is who I am, y'all. We're just gonna have to go with it.
No, I love it. And welcome, new Miles. And
thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Okay, I like how shady Sean is, because the first question she asks of Sophie is, she knows the answer, and the answer is great. So what inspired your move to Austin, Sophie? And then she's like, well, you see, Sean, Rob's broke. Essentially just set her up for like the most brutal answer. Like, well, I couldn't shit inside if we were to stay in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
To shit inside, we had to move to Austin because you see, Sean, Rob is a loser and a trifling ass motherfucker.
I told him, I said, I want a toilet with that flushes without having to use a Home Depot bucket. He says, we've been cancelled, so we have to move to Austin. So that's why we moved there, because that's where cancelled people move to when you're in LA.
Now Rob works for, what is his name? Is it Joey Rogaine?
Joey Rogaine. Fucking Joey Rogaine.
Can we just refer to him as that from now on? Joey Rogaine.
Joey Rogaine.
I like it.
So
trademarked also, just now by me saying that.
Yeah, the way he was dressed, I gotta say, like, he looked like a prom, like a high school prom DJ that sells drugs to the kids.
For sure.
That was what I got. Cause like, he had like a formal wear thing going on, like, was so weird. He's like,
it was an attempt at formal wear.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to go to a tuxedo store to dress for the tell all, but like the coolest outfit they got in there. Okay. Cool, man. Just please stop selling Molly and Tusi to the kids.
I was literally going to say, no one wants E at the homecoming dance. Yeah, go home.
Not from you. You look like a weird fucking cop.
You know, I'm old because I was going to say E instead of Molly.
Yeah, I know. Pures. Stop trying to sell pures to the kids. Okay. You know what that, hey, back in our, that's what they called Molly. We called them pures because it was pure MDMA. And that's how you knew if they were stamped, they were booty. They had to come in a jail capsule. And you did. And you called up the homegirl. She'd come through. Manny would come through in her Eclipse Mitsubishi Spyder GT on rims.
Beep, beep.
Uh-oh, here she is. Get out the caps. Now turn on the Fat Joe and Ashanti What's Love song and put that on a loop. Put the fucking mic on. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Oh, woo. Let me come through. I have Molly and I'm wearing a juicy sweatshirt and sweatpants and I had a Tiffany necklace.
Look at her.
Fucking yeah.
She got the Tiffany necklace and she got them thick ass rocket dogs on her feet. Woo wee.
She looks amazing.
Wow. I'm 72. So anyway, is he online cheating again? Did that come up? I just wrote his online cheating. I don't know.
I wrote Rob online cheated more than once.
Oh, God. Of course.
And then Sean was like, since that incident, it hasn't happened again. Correct.
And.
Who knows?
We don't care.
There was an answer.
And this is how
do you stand by everything
is,
you said about Rob?
Yes. I like, we look like it's like fucking Memento or something. And we've had some kind of like brain event and we're having to go like piece together our world through these notes. Like, and
yeah, I'm
here,
like, hold
I
on,
wrote,
laundry sex. Hold on.
What? I remember it. Was that me? Am I the old chubby man to last longer? How?
Oh, I've uncovered.
Why?
I've uncovered a painful personal truth.
I have a tattoo.
About not remembering anything.
So then, Claire is there, and you know, they start fighting, and he starts to be like,
"That's inaccurate." Okay.
Yeah.
When I lost the job, okay, I worked two jobs.
Uh huh.
That is what that fool
did
said.
Did you? How about your love life? How about your job? What's up with you? Why don't you worry about you? Not worry about my gouvet. Okay, we have a bathroom now. I'm sorry, gouvet.
I'm so gouvet.
It's a gouvet.
I am so sorry, but I will never get over. That's inaccurate when she called him. When she said, you don't have a job. Even when I lost the job, I worked two jobs. I'm sorry, that is the kind of math that is.
That's guy math. That's boy math.
That's boy math. That's, yeah. Chef's kiss, boy math.
Even when I wasn't working, I was working
two jobs.
Oh, really? And what did that pay? Nothing. Whoa. But I thought you were working. I was grinding. I was hustling.
It might surprise you to know when I got a promotion, I actually had zero jobs. I'm like, what kind of math magic is this?
Well, yeah, I got that promotion last year. It's like you haven't been paying rent for 2 years. Well... That's because I'm waiting for that promotion to fully kick in, like, legally.
But don't worry about it. I have about five jobs.
Yeah, you know. What are you, HR? Like, what the fuck is this, man?
On layaway. Don't even talk to me.
Hey, man, can I get $20? I want to go to Chipotle.
But, like, that's I'll cool. Venmo you immediately right after. What's your handle? What's your handle?
Hey, what's your IG, dude? No, you need my Venmo. All right. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, whatever. We can figure it out.
Fuck. I can use your car, right? I have to take my kids somewhere.
Because I already used it actually yesterday. So like there's just It's low on gas. I just wanted to, like,
it wasn't low on gas. It was full. Where did you go?
Just as a friend, I thought you might want to know, like, hey, it's like, I'm cool.
I'm cool with using the car, but I'm saying it had a full tank. So where did you go?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's empty now. So you should probably fill it. I'm just being a good friend about it and telling you.
Okay. So I'm trying to ask why you might want to, where did you go?
I don't think it's about the past. It's about the future, you know, because I'm grinding out here for the future. And, you know, in the future, this car better be full of gas by you.
I'm trying to find out why my car looks like it went to Nocturnal Wonderland and it's on E.
I don't think that's important. Okay. But also, am I glowing? Are we both glowing?
What? No. Whatever. So that's that for them. Ashley and Manuel, though, they're there. Her mom comes out swinging.
You're a friggin' nob.
No, I'm sorry. I meant Ashley's mom.
I know, but I was pretending to
be Claire.
Claire's. You a friggin' nob.
With no job. Wow. I wish he could change his hairstyle to a bob.
Otherwise, he's going to have to deal with the English mob.
There we go. So I like how, or not, I like how the mom, like, sort of didn't really get the full picture of what was going on with Manuel. She's like, I don't trust him ever since I learned that he didn't tell his kids what was going on. I think that's fair.
When I was like, Manuel left his kids and didn't tell them? ?
What is going on? And then she's like, because how would then he do my little grandbabies? And
also, all they do is argue and have sex.
Right. It was interesting. But then Jasmine sort of like breaks down what actually living in poverty looks like and how extremely difficult that can be, especially when we're talking about like moving and stuff like that. And then mom was like,
wow, Jasmine explained immigrant experience. Am I tripping?
Yeah, I just said Jasmine just broke down what living in poverty is like. And now her mom is like, oh. I mean, good for her for having that mental flexibility where then she went, oh, it's a new perspective.
Like, let's really quickly emphasize who we're saying this said that. This is Jasmine.
Yeah.
Woman that said, I fucked my ex and made a porn tape with him.
Yeah.
The woman that essentially throws a public fit anywhere that she goes. This woman just said the most eloquent explanation of poverty and the immigrant experience on 90 Day Fiancé.
You tiny.
And
that woman.
That woman. But no.
Tell me that he likes the color in my bitch.
That woman.
Yeah. Yep. She did it.
Honestly, I don't understand.
She went out of body. I mean, you know, because she's not from money, but yeah.
I'm like, is that maybe who she is? And all this other stuff is just like a put on. It just really fucked me up. I'm like, this is an alternate reality, Jasmine.
Yeah. The person who dropped, you know, in many countries, a year's salary on her yeeks is like, so it's like, you got to understand something though, really quick. It's like, whoa, where, who? Are you here? Are you with us in the room now? Then they did some audience questions for the cast, and it was like one was like basically like, how do you turn off your like bi brain, Sophie? And is that possible? Thank you. I will sit down now.
I mean, I just have to say I have to have this conversation with people in different ways all the fucking time. People are idiots.
How do you turn off the switch though? Because it's something that
it's harder for me because like I have a lot of hair and the switch is like in the back of my head.
Oh,
so you have to like really like go get through my curls to get there.
Yeah.
It's like inconvenient, honestly.
I get that. That sucks. So I guess if you're like bald, it's easier to turn your switch on your
bi-switch. So much easier. Yeah. Then you can turn off the bi-switch like anytime you want.
Can I see it? Like, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry. That was too far. You're right.
We're
that was
just
too far.
Friends, Miles. That's fucked up.
No. I'm, I, I feel like, I'm sorry, I feel like
humility. Do you want to see my Judaism toggle?
No.
Which I have buried in my asshole.
Wait, isn't that what you said that thing was in your doorway, in the front door when I said, what was that? You said that was your Judaism toggle.
Yep, that's what I said.
Explaining shit like that. Oh, what is that in the door? It's a Judaism toggle. Oh, okay. Fucking idiot. It's a fucking mezuzah. Wow. But yeah, so we had questions like that. Then there was another one. This English couple was like, Clayton, are you ready to eat a guinea pig? Are you ready to do that? Are you interested in that? And he's like, oh, no.
What a waste of a question.
Yeah. Honestly.
How about why are you so fucking weird with those exercises that we saw? And then show the footage. Be like, what was that about? That's how you use your time if you're going to ask a question on that show.
Then Millie asks,
ask them about Closet Mommy.
Yeah.
Ask
about that bachelor party.
Like, are you serious? Yeah. Ask about the floating in the pool with your best friend bachelor party. Yeah. There's just so many other things I want to know.
Turn up, AKA Turn Up City is what they called it. They're like, yo, dude, that was Turn Up City last night, right, dude? Exactly. You were the fucking mayor. I was the deputy mayor. Actually, no. Make me chief of the department of turning up, dude. Thank you. Thank you, Your Grace. Yeah, then there's another one. Who would you have a kid with from the 90 Day universe? Nikki wants to bone Jasmine and vice versa. And I think that's been playing out on social media, too. They've been hanging out.
It's just like a mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just like hanging out with your own reflection. And I mean, that can be really comforting.
Let's max out the looks at every level.
But just they're both insecure women that really want love.
Yeah.
And will blow up.
Nikki needs
randomly.
A Gino.
Like, they're really similar.
Well, could you imagine, Nikki has her Gino? What is that person?
And they What's go out together like? With, like Luigi and, like Mario.
Yeah.
on double dates.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just curious to see, what that dynamic's like with her, just with some fucking weird shrimp man.
But she can't, because she has to validate her femaleness by choosing these hyper mask traditionally attractive men, because those men fucking make her feel like she's not a woman and it's a circle.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, what a piece of shit.
They could just have a throuple with Gino, you know what I mean? As long as she doesn't mind that
half
patch
of
hair.
A woman, you were gonna try to get him to satisfy two women. That's adorable.
Hey, look, what we heard, as long as he gets hit with the blast, he turns into something
else.
Yeah,
the blast. I forgot. Baja Blast, of course.
When he gets the fucking blast, when he gets that golden blast, he fucking activates. It's like fucking Superman being, his powers being activated by Earth's yellow sun. He's activated by Earth's yellow piss.
Well, then I'm telling you, I think then it could work out. I forgot the Baja Blast was an option. The thruple could happen.
It is a power up. It is a power up. You know what I mean? But it is available to him. It is available to him. So then the next couple they talk about is Gino and Jasmine. And then, they talked about Buttgate. He forgave, but he doesn't forget,
Oh, wait, sorry. I found some notes from a little earlier.
Oh, sorry.
I just thought Yara is Sophie's crush. That's who she would want to have a baby with.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just people choosing who they think they're the most like?
It seems that way.
Yeah. And then Jasmine is Rob's.
Yes. That's, you shouldn't say that.
I don't understand.
That boy ain't right. Something's wrong with him. Something's wrong. And he's not.
Those light eyes, hide a dark soul.
Hide a dark secret. And means he's incapable of being an adult.
Seriously.
Yeah, to even be like, you can't say someone in the room that you're like, oh yeah, I want to impregnate that one over there. Bro, keep your mouth shut.
What an insane. What an insane thing to say.
It's a brilliant question because it's going to bait the fucking idiots out to say something. They're like, why the fuck would you say that shit? Because
Sean is messy. I love it. Well, she just serves them up on the platter and then they fucking.
Remember how she asked Gino when she goes, Gino, was it easier to fuck your ex? Basically, like hitting him with that question. You're like,
I love Sean.
Sean, you are going to get this fool killed. Just. Ease up. And she's like, hey, how's your sex life? How's that going? What's going on there?
I love her. And yeah. I just have a note that's floating around that just says, ha, 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 Gino's head is so pale.
Yeah.
Because we get a little reveal, and it is the palest thing I've ever seen. And it's hilarious.
Like, he should be careful. He probably, at this point, his scalp has not seen sunlight in so long that any amount could be just absolutely like devastating.
Deadly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like probably whiter than his butt.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
He definitely would go pantless before he would go hatless.
No, I subscribe to his OnlyFans and I can tell you 100% it's his ass is darker than his.
Thank
his
you head. So much for going above and beyond for the pod.
Yes. For the pod. So the pot, you're right. Yeah, they talk about the bachelor party. She gets angry again thinking about it.
I can't tell if Jasmine is like doing this on script.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed like such not a big deal.
Yeah. But I do love how like they show some of the footage and Gino is fucking making it fucking rain in there and she's dying. She's fucking dead. She's just like can't believe what she's seeing. He looked like the fucking he was running the strip. He looked like the star of the strip club in that video. And I can't think of an image that would make Jasmine more angry than that.
I'm just like, you can't have every reaction be at an 11 for everything.
Right.
Like finding the lipstick, like this thing. It's like, all right, you're going to go back in time and make him make it rain on the strippers, make it desert on the strippers. Like you can't do that. So you now just like, why don't you just chill? Like, you're going to be mad at him for something real soon. Just like calm down. You don't need to fake everything.
Right. Right.
I just thought it was like, come on, really? And then I felt like it was a confirmation of the producer thing. Cause they're like, oh, the stripper thing, you know, let's make it a whole thing because guess what? We have one of the strippers there. Please welcome Daisy.
Yeah.
I was like, really? That's just such producer bullshit.
Yeah.
And she's just there to be like, he didn't look like he was having fun. He looked like he was in love with his wife.
Yeah.
Did I say it right, producer? Yeah. I'm like, we just saw that he was not thinking about his wife. Like, you really no need to do all that.
He smelled like pancake batter that had been left in the sun too long. That's all I really remember about him. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Can I go? Okay, bye-bye.
But just like to pay that girl to come on to say that stuff because it's just so embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, this is so like the scriptedness is so embarrassing.
I like how like when she was tripping Clayton, like when they're talking about all that money she's spending, he's like, yo, you should have spent that $2,000 on anger management class. And I was like,
I saw that and then I was like, I don't think you should talk because you have problems.
Hey, he had to get his. He's like, yeah, all right. Hey, guinea pig guy. Huh?
Felt like he wrote that before he came on the show. You know, he's like, can't wait to get that one in.
He got a little fucking crib sheet in his hand. He's like, okay.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he uses like a diss from like, that was like 3 segments ago, but he didn't have a moment to say it. So he's like, exactly. I want to talk about that thing from earlier.
The reason he came to the tell-all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some bangers.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Another way that you could tell was scripted. Jasmine had to like invent why it hurt her so much.
Right.
And the best she could come up with was he never hugged me this way before. Uh-huh. Like the way he hugged the stripper. And I was like, this is the lamest attempt at being mad that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Come on. You hit him with the blast and he showed you a great time. There's no hug on earth that can compare than what the life that you gave him.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about the fucking panties? that was also fucking scripted as fuck. Yeah. He's like, by the way, we have a typed note that someone left with these yeasty panties.
Yeah. I don't, again, that's why I didn't even write down half of that shit, because I'm like, this is
I not wrote it real. Down because I was like, you can tell by the language that Jasmine wrote it.
Right.
She said, like, I look better in the lip gloss than you ever will. I'm like, that's right. just something Jasmine would say. And it's like yeah. stupid and bad.
Exactly.
And then I think yeah. like, what, how does it end? It's like, oh, and the rest will be in my imagination. I'm like, that's not a native English speaker. Like, very obviously Jasmine wrote that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that doesn't. Anyway, I just thought that was very embarrassing that they just keep being like, why don't you now involve props?
Right.
Like, you've been lying, but now it's props. We've moved on to lying and acting. And like, the first prop was the lip gloss. And like, yeah. you nailed it. Now we're panties. Moving up to the next prop.
Yeah.
Thank you for making them yeasty. That was a twist. We wait didn't know that you would do that. Yeah.
Wait till it's like a full on corpse that they're having to. It'll be Gino's. So. Then I don't know, like the second part of the tell all, they that's this is all yeah, this is all part of that. It's then Nikki and Igor, I didn't write anything down except for Sam and Citra, right? But he banged some lady.
Well, no, I wrote down that the whole because this is when the Igor thing happens. Uh-huh. And like essentially he just keeps like saying like if only she acted like a lady and whatever. And finally, And he was like, she gives man vibes. And finally, Ashley was like, just went off on him and was like, you are fucking disrespecting the person that you're with. And like, you're saying all this shit that's super fucked up. And like, she's a woman. And what the fuck is your problem? And it was really, really awesome. And yep. I was like, this is, I mean, I've been in love with Ashley since forever.
I know, we know.
Because I'm problematic. So... yeah. Are you in or are you out at the end of like the Nikki and Igor thing? And it's like, I don't think she can ever say that yes or no because of how attached she's become to him.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's been the question since day one. Are you in or are you out? It's like, right. well, you're going to have to decide. Anyway, I just was mostly really happy about how she responded to his like fucking anti-trans and just in general anti-woman bullshit. Right. I did not enjoy it.
Yeah. What else happened?
Sam and Citra. And Citra said, he put a demon inside me, which is how I hope
my God.
Mom referred to me when she was pregnant.
Is that what she meant? When she's they're pregnant?
Yeah. Citra's pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And demon. We find that out. And then we find out that he fucked his Uber driver.
What does that even mean?
What so it means
he banged
is,
some lady. That's why I have
he
that
banged
there.
A lady. He said, I was weak. She was pretty. And the lady was his rideshare driver. And then Sean was like, did you bang her like at the end of the ride? Or someone asked, like, how did this thing happen? And he's like, no, the next night.
Oh.
So this is like not like in the moment.
Damn,
cheating.
What a fucking scumbag.
He is totally a scumbag. And then there's this, he said, she's really pretty. Oh, are you kidding me right now?
Shut your fucking, you should be like, I'm a fucking loser. I fucked up so bad. She was hot. She's really pretty. What the fuck was Citra? What did Citra say?
I asked my ex if he was fucking or into a person and he was like, no. I mean, she's cool and hot, but no. Let me just say that that answer is a hard yes.
Oh, boy. So this whole
thing just is so cringe because the whole thing plays out where she doesn't even understand that he fucked the Uber driver girl. Because he's like, no. Like, she's on TV saying, no, Sam, you told me that, like, you know, you almost did. But like then she did something gross and you left.
Right.
And then he in front of everybody's like, no, you forgot. I for sure told you that I fucked her. And she's like, no, you did everything but or whatever. She's like, no. And then other people on the panel are like, baby, he fucked that girl.
Right.
Like he fucked her. And then she's like, wait, you actually fucked?
Oh, my God.
And you're just watching this happen live and it is like, so painful.
No. Yeah.
And upsetting, and basically it is fine because she's like, well, that's in the past and I'm having his demon, so it's gonna have to work out.
Who that? Just my demon daddy. That's just my demon daddy.
Daddy.
Who that? T-Bird, that's just my demon's daddy.
Oh, man.
What a demon daddy. All right.
I mean, I'm like, this dude also is like hanging on by a thread. He has to like, he can get drug tested every day. He's like in this program, whatever. I'm like, this isn't good, Citra. And then they like read a note from Citra's dad.
Right.
Which was like super shitty. Like, I don't even understand. Oh no, that's Anna Lee. Never mind. That's Anna Lee. Sorry. But yeah. So anyway, this is Fuckgate with the Uber driver. We're done.
Okay, what else we got? What else we got?
Just stupid stuff. Like, why did you put your mom in the closet and not the guinea pigs? And then he's like, the guinea pigs need fresh air. And then they're like, doesn't your mom need fresh air? And he was like, no, you don't understand. She always kept that closet door open. It's like hella fresh in there. It's like mountain fresh.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Then basically, Anna Lee, we have a message for you from your dad. And the message is, fuck you. And I was like, well, thanks for reading that on the tell-all.
I love that.
Like, literally so mean just to like on TV be like, hey, we have a message from your dad. And like, you see the hope in her eyes. And then the message is like, yeah, I wish you were home. Also, fuck this. You know, you like, essentially, the tone was so wild.
Right.
Then Brandy comes through and's like, I think this is a fake relationship. She points at every couple. Is like, look at how everybody's sitting. Look at how they're sitting. And you look, everybody's like touching each other. And Anna Lee and what's his face are sitting a foot apart. And he's like, what do I have to do to prove it? Do I have to fuck her right now? I bet you still say something like, you know, that wasn't my penis. That was a stunt penis. You know, essentially that vibe. And then Brandy's just like, yeah, I still don't trust her. And then they played the stripper video. And then Clayton goes, she seems to have liked it more in the video than she said.
Yeah, she did. She's getting fucking uppercutted.
That was fucking hilarious.
Wow.
And then Brandy like pieces out on being like, yep, I think it's fake. Bye.
All right, Brandy.
That was amazing. Yeah. And now we're on to Nick and Devin. There's nothing to say here except for Piggygate.
Yeah, right.
They're literally like, can we talk about this painful part over and over again? And then can we also ask you publicly if that is what influenced you to lose weight? We believe that your body is our property and we have been tracking its changes. And we would really like to know if this is due to the embarrassment that your husband has caused you. I'm like, all of this is so out of pocket and fucked up. And she's like shaking her leg super hard the entire time. She's so uncomfortable.
That's fucked
and
up.
And just to sit there and be like, so why did you lose weight? Fuck off, dude.
What?
And then he's like, I still call her that. It still means it's cute in Korea. You guys don't have a sense of humor. And I'm like, well, I'm glad we brought it up and just left that open wound. And poured a little bit of salt in it and like just peaced out like Salt Bae.
I knew it was going to be a problem because he came in on some energy like, yo, man, like I'm fucking like fuck whatever's going on here. Like you knew he was just going to double down on that shit. And whatever.
He knew Piggygate was going to go down. And and he was like, I'm already prepared to go down with the ship. Wow. And basically they're moving to Atlanta and they've been apart for 2 weeks. And I don't know. I feel like she's going to leave him.
Yeah. Well.
But she says she's going to move to Atlanta. And I'm like, if you're going to move to Atlanta, you'll definitely leave him. Atlanta's fun as fuck. And the people there, meow.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Shout out at Atlanta.
It ain't going to happen.
I mean, shout out Atlanta.
All right. Well.
All right. Last couple. Nikki and Justin, her mom comes. And like I said, Ashley defends Nikki from all the transphobia. And then Nikki takes off her ring and is like, Mom, take this fucking ring. I mean, the bitches on the show love to take the rings
love
off
a ring
and on.
Off, ring throw. And then like, actually, I mean, I get that? Can I get that?
Can I get it back? Can I look in the bushes? Oh, I flushed it. Like, these bitches are crazy. Anyway, so, you know, the question is, what's it going to take for you to revoke that visa, Nikki?
Yeah.
And Nikki was like, I don't know. She has a panic attack. Igor says the women in America don't respect the men. Anyway, everyone's on Nikki's side. She looks amazing in that dress. The end, she changes into a pink sweatsuit. She's in the car and she's like, let me hit my attorney up real quick and cancel that visa.
There you go.
And then Ashley talks about sex magic and the moon. And I'm like, yes, I love you. and then there's a very awkward Annalie Clayton moment where they're like, for everyone who thought this was fake, watch this. And it's the awkwardest kiss in the world.
Oh, fuck.
That is for sure not convincing to me.
Like
of
when
anything.
Michael Jackson kissed Lisa Marie.
100.
Yeah.
That's like, the energy. Don't
do it. Nah, let's just not. Let's just not. Let's not. Okay, let's not. We don't need that. I don't need it. You don't need it. You know what? Don't worry about me.
Hard pass on that.
Don't do it for me. All right. Well.
And that's it.
That's it. That's season 10 of the OG 90 Day Fiancé. Obviously, we're now going to be transitioning into Happily Ever After. Chipping away at that mountain. We're going to get up to speed, I swear to God, because there's 7,000 episodes. So we should be able to catch up in time, at least hopefully
by
mid-season-ish. But yeah, we'll be back again. Thank you so much for being patient with us. We're back. We will be posting and uploading much more regularly now. And obviously find us everywhere at 420 Day Fiance, 420dayfiance.com, patreon.com/420dayfiance, and twitch.tv/420dayfiance. The stream will be coming back momentarily, but stay tuned for that. Okay. At Miles of Gray, at the Sophia SOFIYA,
GRAY,
GRAY. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Meow meow. Brr, brr. 20 Day Fiancé.